It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome on in. Thursday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Circus Sports studio. It is February 1st of 2024. Another show I'm absolutely pumped up for. Details forthcoming. First things first, however you are tuned in, appreciate it. Your options. 1650 AM. 102.3 FM on our mobile app on your smart speaker or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you're following us on social media. If you're on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, it's at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at Real Colbert. If you're on Facebook, type in 1650thefan on that Zuck machine. You'll find us. Just hammer that like button when you find the page and you'll get more local and statewide sports content into that Facebook feed of yours. What's not to like? While you're at it, make sure you bookmark the website. That's where all sorts of local and statewide sports content originates from. There's also local news, statewide news, national sports, audio on demand, including today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute, as well as the podcast of this show. So I'm not just saying this for my health, folks. It's a great place to visit on a regular basis. On the World Wide Web, 1650thefan.com. Number to dial, 319-277-1918 with any questions or comments you may have to add to the program. Save it in your phone, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could email. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, do so. Don't be shy. Questions or comments? Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Email address Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up on the show, we'll get to area sports news and scores for your Thursday. Plenty to get to in the stack today. Also, when we're going through area sports news and scores today, I'll bring you the most recent update we have from our Koloff Media correspondent, Zarin Egestal, who's down at the High School Girls State Wrestling Tournament at Extreme Arena in Coralville. A number of metro and area athletes competing at the state tournament, which, of course, spans 2 days, today and tomorrow. And so I'll bring that to you here in just a little bit, the latest, as I said, from Zarin Egestal, reporting for us down at the State Girls State Wrestling Tournament. After we're done in the opening segment, we take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas. You can place a wise wager or two this evening, as well as forecast for the rest of this absolutely gorgeous Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. We'll come back from that first timeout and be joined by the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, stopping by as he does on a nearly weekly basis throughout the college basketball season to give us his insight on Drake, UNI, Iowa, and Iowa State. Plenty has happened since we last caught up with Coach. Can't wait to see what he has to say. Make sure you give him a follow on X at K Lehman Sports. That's L-E-H-M-A-N at K Lehman Sports. After we're done with the coach, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports, and no offense to Coach Lehman, but we'll connect with an actual coach, a coach that's coaching right now, a currently employed as a coach, and that is UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson will join the show. And really pleased that Coach Jake will join us. His Panthers coming off a tough road loss last night against a really good Bradley team. More details on that in just a little bit here. Of course, you heard it last night on 93.5 The Mix. But Coach Jake's Panthers, if I'm not mistaken, still sitting in fourth place in a tightly contested Missouri Valley Conference race. 12-10 overall, 6-5 in Valley play. And there's a lot that could shake out yet, as I think just got into the back half, just crossed the midway point of the Valley season there with that 11th game last night, a 20-game league schedule. So look forward to that. UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson going to be kind enough to join us in the third segment of today's show. That'll be around 5:35. After we're done with Coach Jake, we'll take a final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, for a Thursday, then come back for a final time and wrap up the show. So that is the plan, boys and girls, with our report to get to from Zarin Eggestall at the Girls High School State Wrestling Tournament. We'll go ahead and just dive right in to area sports news and scores for your Thursday. The Iowa State women's basketball team snapped a 3-game losing streak, defeating Oklahoma State 78-67 last night in Ames. You heard it right here on The Fan, your official station for Cyclone Nation. Audie Crooks continued her dominant freshman season, pouring in a season-high 29 points. Addie Brown added 14 and 9 assists. Cyclones now 7-3 in the Big 12, 13-7 overall. Caitlin Clark scored 35 to lead third-ranked Iowa to a 110-74 win at Northwestern last night. Clark has now passed Kelsey Mitchell of Ohio State as the Big Ten's all-time leading scorer and is now the second all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball history. Clark now has 3,416 points and is just 111 points behind former Washington star Kelsey Plum, the NCAA's record holder, who scored 3,527. The UNI women's basketball team led from start to finish, picking up a 65-43 road win at Illinois-Chicago last night. You heard it on 106.5 Corn Country. The Panthers held the Flames to just 28% shooting. Grace Buffelli led a balanced UNI attack with 13 points. Maya McDermott added 10. UNI now 6-3 in the Missouri Valley Conference. The Panthers next play host to Drake this Saturday night. As I was talking about, the UNI men's basketball team came up short at Bradley last night, unable to overcome a big first-half deficit, 85-69. The final, Connor Hickman sparked the Braves, scoring 16 of a game-high 22 points in the first half as Bradley took a 46-30 lead into halftime. UNI made several runs in the second half, couldn't get any closer than 8 points. Trey Campbell and Bowen Bourne each led the Panthers in scoring, finishing with 16 points apiece. Jacob Hudson added 13 and 6 rebounds. UNI, after winning 9 of 10, has now dropped 2 in a row to fall to 6-5 in the Missouri Valley Conference and 12-10 overall. The Wartburg basketball teams played host to Loras last night in a top 20 women's showdown. 11th-ranked Wartburg held off 19th-ranked Loras 59-57 in overtime. The Knights held a 46-30 lead going into the fourth quarter, but the Duhawks put together a rally to force OT. Wartburg remains unbeaten in the American Rivers Conference at 12-0. In the men's game, 20th-ranked Loras used a big second half to get past the Wartburg men, 81-66. It's the sixth straight loss for the Knights, who are now 2-10 in the arc. The Waterloo Blackhawks are preparing for a pair of home games this weekend. The Hawks play host to Madison tomorrow and Sioux City on Saturday. The Hawks currently in fourth in the USHL Western Conference with 43 points, just 3 points behind third-place Sioux Falls. You can hear this weekend's games where else? Right here on your home for Blackhawks hockey, 1650 The Fan. Pregame coverage of tomorrow night's game against Madison is at 6:45. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released regional pairings for Class 1A, 2A, and 3A, regional basketball pairings. First-round regional pairings for Metro teams in Class 2A Waterloo Columbus Catholic competing in Region 1. The Sailors will host Postville Saturday, February 10th. Winner will face number 1 Dyke New Hartford on February 13th. And in Class 1A, Waterloo Christian competes in Region 6. The Regents play a home game against Don Bosco on Thursday, February 8th. And as I mentioned, the Girls State Wrestling Tournament got underway this morning at Extreme Arena in Coralville. Waverly Shellrock, the defending state champion, GoHawks qualified 8 wrestlers. Cedar Falls with the most qualifiers of any school with 11. And we had our hourly reports today that went till 3 o'clock until the session ended. They'll re-begin with the evening session, and you'll get an hourly update in the 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock hours tonight. But here is our most recent update from the Girls High School State Wrestling Tournament. Zarin Egestal on location, and here you have it. Helps if you turn the volume up, Cole.
The Extreme Arena in Coralville. It's the IGHSAU State Wrestling Championships for a second year of sanctioned wrestling back here at the Extreme Arena. We have wrapped up our first round of action here. We started at 10 o'clock this morning, wrapped up just before 3 o'clock. They did pretty good on their timing-wise. Let's jump right into it here for our Cedar Valley area wrestlers, as we have quite a few wrestlers off to the quarterfinals. Start of the day with a total of 32 Cedar Valley wrestlers. Of those 32 that started the day, just 5 of them have been eliminated. We'll talk about that in the consolation bracket a little bit later on. The rest of them have all advanced either to the next round of consolation or on to the quarterfinal round. First of all, a quarterfinalist from Denver Diaz, from Denver Violet Diaz. She wins at 100 pounds and a fall into 140. And is off to the quarterfinals. Natalie Blake of Cedar Falls fall in 239. She's off to the quarterfinals. And trainer of Sumner Fredericksburg, we talked about her in our last report, 324. Witt of Cedar Falls, a major decision. She's out of the quarterfinals. Talked about her in our last report, as well as Halzer of Cedar Falls at 211 and 120-pound weight class. So Schultz also from Waverly Shellrock. She is off to the quarterfinals with a major decision. Waverly Shellrock Stowe, she's off to the quarterfinals at 156, in a fall 156 at the 125-pound weight class. Jillian Worthen is back to the quarterfinals with a major decision 12-1. Miller of Waverly Shellrock also back to the quarterfinals, the fall in 123. That takes us to some wrestlers we haven't talked about yet since our last report at 140 pounds. 4 wrestlers losing and heading to the back half of the bracket. Cedar Falls is Johnson, Streck from Cedar Falls, Macy Graves from Cedar Falls, and Heinrichs at 235. They all were in the second round of the championship bracket, but fall and will go to the back half of the bracket. Of the girls we haven't mentioned yet that are off to the quarterfinals, we have a couple of them. First of all, at 170 pounds, Carissa Oldenberger. She came in as the 27th seeded wrestler at 170 pounds. She wins by fall in the second round of the winner's bracket in 49 seconds. She's off to the quarterfinals, one of the higher seeds that is still alive in that quarterfinal bracket. Also, the number one ranked wrestler at 140 pounds, Kiara Yamesi, as she sang her national anthem this morning as well. She is off to the quarterfinals of the fall at 1 minute and 39 seconds at 140 pounds. Wrestlers that have been eliminated: Doyle of Waverly Shellrock, Glider of Waterloo West, Bartlett of Cedar Falls, Mills of Cedar Falls, and Boardhead of Denver. We talked about them in our last report. They have all been eliminated from the tournament for our area. We do have some wrestlers that are moving on to the back half of the bracket, though, through the consolation side. Utzler of Cedar Falls, Sue Coe of Sumner Fredericksburg, she moves on as well. Libby Stocks of Waterloo East, she is on to the next round of consolation, as is Isabel Christian of Sumner Fredericksburg. Zoe Eulenhop of Appleton Parkersburg Grundy Center. Briar Lundeman of Cedar Falls, she is on to the next round of quarterfinals, as is Kennedy Burke and Macy Berkman, also for Tripola. She is on at 235 pounds to the next round of consolation. Team scores, Cedar Falls, last report was at the top. They have now fallen to number 3 in the team rankings. Waverly Shell Rock, the defending champs, are number 5 currently with 39 points. Cedar Falls, 43 points. They are in third place. From the Extreme Arena in Coralville, our next report will come around 6 o'clock tonight. I'm Zarin Eggestall for Koloff Media Sports.
Yeah, big thanks to Zarin for those reports. We'll get our next one shortly after the top of the 6 o'clock hour. And so keep it locked right here through this evening for our hourly updates from the Girls High School State Wrestling Tournament. Let's take this time out, get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast. We come back on the other side with the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, joins us next right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer.
All NFL head coaching vacancies have been filled as the Washington Commanders will reportedly name Dan Quinn as their new head coach. Quinn spent the last 3 seasons as the Cowboys defensive coordinator, also led the Atlanta Falcons as their head coach to Super Bowl 51. Jim Harbaugh introduced today as the new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers.
For the players that have been great, our communications have been outstanding. Appreciate them welcoming me to the team. I believe we really share an important asset, which is being relentless. I see that in the players that we have on this football team and the Spanos family.
The Patriots are hiring Alex Van Pelt as their offensive coordinator, according to the NFL Network. The Ravens are promoting linebackers coach Zach Orr to be their defensive coordinator. Lakers without LeBron James and Anthony Davis tonight in Boston. Joel Embiid out for the Sixers. Knicks forward Julius Randle out 2 to 3 weeks with his shoulder injury.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts of Cole & Company are available at 1650thefan.com. You're listening to Cole & Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
What's up, Coach?
Hi, I'm Emily Frederick, Director of School and Community Relations for the Waterloo Community
Start with
School
Drake.
District. Graduating high school can be both an exciting moment and one of uncertainty. That's why the Waterloo Career Center is here to help your student graduate with both a diploma and a plan. Our hands-on environment provides Eastern Iowa students with education and purpose. We'll help your student discover their passion and help them succeed through the Waterloo Community School District's widely recognized award-winning Career Center. Your student
That's
can
good.
Experience
he always seemed
an internship,
like he was.
Apprenticeship, free college credits, and more, all in a fun, engaging, state-of-the-art environment. Through the Waterloo Career
sure.
Center,
yep.
students from Waterloo and surrounding communities have access to work experiences in 18 different fields, including nursing, early childhood education, marketing, culinary, and more. Visit us online at wcc.waterlooschools.org. Waterloo Community Schools, where the future is now.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Free air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and 4 juicy boneless pork chops with your order. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Kansas City Chiefs, a 2-point underdog against the 49ers in Super Bowl 58 a week from Sunday. Super Bowl MVP odds, Patrick Mahomes +120, Brock Purdy +225, Christian McCaffrey +475, Travis Kelce 12-1. Drake, a 20.5-point home favorite today against Valparaiso with an app center, but the total is 144.5. Valparaiso has dropped 8 of 9 on the road this year. It's Northern Iowa, a 7-point road dog at Bradley, the total 137. Last night, Indiana 74-68 over Iowa is a 2.5-point home favorite. The Bulls tonight laying 2.5 at Sharp. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Overcast and foggy tonight with a low of 31. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy with fog early tomorrow. Highs level off around 41. Lows around 32. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. A mix of clouds and sunshine and dry. Saturday and Sunday, mid-40s. Saturday, upper 40s by Sunday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Cole & Company with Cole Bear. Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM.
Yeah, welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. And the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, kind enough to join us now. We got to have our weekly check-in on the Drake Bulldogs, UNI Panthers, Iowa Hawkeyes, and Iowa State Cyclones. A lot to talk about. A lot has happened in just the last week. Coach, thanks for being here. Big timer.
Yeah, talking
to Jay Wright. Look at you, man.
You're playing that funky music, dude.
Yeah, we like to mix it up here on the show.
I noticed that. You know me, I'm a 70s easy listening guy.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we'll get some Yacht Rock put in the rotation here at some point here soon.
Yeah, my guy Jay Wright, I get this text out of nowhere from an area code I don't know, obviously Philly, and it's Jay Wright said, hey, can you call me? I'm in studio at halftime of the Murray State at Northern Iowa game. So we had a nice conversation about the Panthers and the Racers. Nice guy.
Yeah, that's a CBS Sports Network game on Saturday, and Panthers were also on CBS Sports Network last night. I suppose I said we'd start with the Bulldogs, but since it's already come up, let's start with the Panthers. Coach Jake's going to join the show here in a little bit, so we can't be as long-winded as usual. We got to be on time for Coach Jake.
Look at you name dropping.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Mr. Jay Wright. Yeah, don't you dare try and turn that back around on me. The Panthers, back-to-back losses at Drake, at Bradley, as I mentioned last night against the Braves after having won 9 of 10, Coach. These are really good teams that they've lost to. Then again, my eyes for what they're worth tells me that there were defensive errors made in those losses that were the things that weren't happening on defense when they had won 9 out of 10, as Coach Jake has described them. Rotations were a little late. I think there were some misses in terms of how to guard, in terms of the scouting report. And this isn't a UNI team that boasts so much raw talent that they can overcome those mishaps. And they just haven't gotten close enough, Coach Lehman, to consistently putting together performances that are close to full 40-minute performances yet.
Well, that's a great observation. It's a team, I guess you would say, with very little margin of error when you go against the Indiana States, the Drakes, and the Bradley, especially on the road at Drake and at Bradley. You've got to really be tuned into those scouting reports because those teams have such weapons offensively, and you got to find some way to make them get out of their comfort zone, because if you don't, they're going to light you up for a lot of points.
What can a coach do when you've had your teaching points, when you've identified this is really the 2, 3, 4 things we need to get better at as a team? We're good, but we'll be so much better if we get better at this, that, and the other thing. And it's just not quite sinking in. Like when you're just like, man, it just however the different ways I've delivered this so far, it just hasn't took yet. Like, what do you do?
Well, Cole, that's the big challenge when you get this time of year. It's February. The dog days, late January, early February, usually some of the hardest times because you're back into classes. It's pretty regimented. And your players, actually, the key is how do you keep them mentally fresh and how do you keep them physically fresh? And now with the Valley playing a 20-game league schedule, that becomes even more important because you look – I mean, this is gruesome in this league. There's so much parity. So you got to find ways to do that. So I'm sure when you talk to Coach Jay, he's going to tell you, hey, we've shortened practices.
Yeah.
You probably do a little bit more film session and a little less physical work. So when they step on that court, they're hungry and they've got fresh legs. And they got to be mentally fresh, too, to execute that game plan and that defensive rotations that you're speaking of.
As you pointed out, at the start, talking about the Panthers, like the margin for error for them is quite small, particularly on the road against the Drakes, the Indiana States, the Bradleys. But have you seen enough from UNI in its peak moments this season, Coach Lehman, where you go, when this team's playing its best, it's a contender at the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. If it goes to St. Louis with its best, it could come away with the net down there, with cutting down that net. Or are you going, it just seems like there's just enough holding this team back. I don't know if I could, I don't know if I'd bet on it, even if you gave me some good odds.
Well, I told this to Jay Wright. I said, Jay, don't look at Northern Iowa's record, because they schedule better and stronger than anyone in the Valley. Mm-hmm. So that 12-10 is, first of all, deceiving. And I think the same thing when you go to Arch Madness. And you know this, Cole. Here's the great thing about it. It's one game. You don't have to beat Indiana State the best of seven, because that won't happen. But you only got 40 minutes to beat them. And sometimes in those situations, someone else knocks off that top team for you and opens up the door to get you to the championship game. And you may not have to play that number one, number two seed. So those things happen. This team's very capable of punching their ticket that way. But if you got to play, Bradley seven-game series, Drake seven-game series, NSA, you got some problems.
Yeah.
But I think this team, because we've seen Jake's team, they get better at the end of February, into March. If they start shooting that ball well, and I talk to a lot of coaches, do a lot of games, and none of them want to play Northern Iowa in February.
Hmm.
Belmont made a big, when that early game in December, McLeod, he goes, I'm so glad we're playing them in December. We got them in the early game. Yeah. And they got the win at UNI, and he said, this is huge, because not many teams are going to come in here and win games.
ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole and Company. Follow Coach on X at K Lehman Sports. Drake Bulldogs extend their home winning streak to 17 games with an 81-70 win against Valpo last night. They had beat UNI by 14 at the Knapp Center on Saturday. Coach Lehman, I must say, I wasn't blown away by what I saw from Aiden Wright and Kevin Overton in that game on Saturday that I was at. And it just, to me, kind of reinforced the way that I saw Drake win that game, that Drake's a good, real good team, but they're so much more, they got to be so much more difficult to play against when Wright and Overton are contributing, unlike they did against UNI. And I think that's where a lot of this is going to boil down to for Darren DeVries' team.
Well, here's the thing about Aiden Wright. He's a really interesting player because he scores in bunches. He'll run off 8-10 in a row, and he'll disappear for a while. He's very capable, and he'll have 20-point nights. What hurting Drake right now, and I'm trying to find out if this young man's going to play in Terre Haute against the Sycamores, is Colby Garland, their first guard off the bench, mm-hmm. the freshman. Long arms. He is their best on-ball defender. But he hasn't played the last two games. I'm not sure what the injury situation is. They're going to need him to go to Indiana State. Big week for the Bulldogs, Cole, because we're talking about multiple bids in the Valley. They got a Q1, quad one game at Indiana State. They got Southern back at home. Then they go to Bradley for another quad one win. So if that can really add to this resume right now, because Drake is 4-2 in those quad ones and twos with a 52 net. Can they get that thing up in the mid-40s, low-40s, where they really got a chance to be an at-large team if they don't win, say, get the championship game against Indiana State and you lose it? Can they still get that bid?
Yeah, that's a great point, because my eye test tells me, and what's on paper so far with the offensive numbers and their record, that this is a team deserving of the NCAA tournament. But a lot can change between just now in the next couple weeks, especially as you point out the schedule the Bulldogs have coming up. Let's go to the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Hawkeyes lose at Indiana. That was night before last, and I thought that may have been a must win when it comes to the NCAA tournament hopes for this team. Coach, where are you at right now with Fran McCaffrey's bunch and what seems to be harder and harder circumstances to conceptualize a path to the NCAA tournament?
Well, they've said the NIT stands for this, not in the real tournament. And I think what we've got with the Hawkeyes are they're an NIT team. If you look at the schedule, Ohio State, winnable at home, but not going to do much for the resume. At Penn State, winnable, not going to do much for the resume. Minnesota at home, not going to do anything for the resume. So you're right. At Indiana was a big opportunity for this Iowa team, but I just don't think they have enough time left to move the numbers. And the Big Ten is not good enough that they're going to get 8-9 teams like they have the past few years.
Credit Peyton Sanford, though, not to just be a complete Debbie Downer. He had an incredible week, and if he can continue to play as if he's unlocked maybe another level of his game here, that'll be a big development down the stretch.
Well, Cole, you know, the Maryland game didn't play well. He got scored on the winning basket. He had lost a grandparent.
Right.
Right in that area. So, yeah, and you got to – you're still dealing with 20-year-old kids. That's the emotional thing. For him to bounce back with two big games that he's had, 26 at Indiana, he had 26 also at Michigan. Give him credit for that, because that's not easy to deal with. And, you know, they've had some issues there with, you know, Perkins lost to grandparents. Mm-hmm. And I got to ask you this, was Tony Perkins, is he a first-team all-league player?
I'm not sure, Coach. I don't know. I watch a lot of Valley and probably Big 12 after that, and I don't know if I've watched enough Big 10 to say whether Tony's first or second team, honestly.
Well, my son goes, Coach, no, because their team's not good enough. But
good point.
We had this discussion last year. When have we had great point guards in the Big 10? It's been a number of years since we've had guys that went as a point guard position in the draft. The Big 12 gets them all the time, and that's one of the differences I've seen between the Big 10 and the Big 12 as of late.
Some good point guards in the ACC, too, and the Valley, for that matter. The Valley gets those undersized point guards like Duke Dean, who turned into legit ballers. But finally, the Iowa State Cyclones, what a week they had, going 2-0, winning at home against Kansas State, then number 7 at the time, Kansas. And with that win over the Jayhawks, T.J. Otzelberger tied Bill Self for the most top 10 wins over these past two seasons or one and a half seasons. Man, T.J.'s really got something figured out with the way he's built his program to have had all these wins against top 10 teams, Coach Lehman.
I think they're for real. I think they got a chance to get a piece of this Big 12 title. They hit 14 threes against Kansas, and Bill Self said, we're playing the percentages. It's what you do, because they're not a good three-point shooting team. Trey King knocks in 4. I mean, but look at the schedule. We talk about Iowa. Look at Iowa State. They're at Baylor. They're at Texas. TCU at home. I mean, this thing is a gauntlet in the Big 12. There are no easy nights in that league unless, you know, even West Virginia beat Kansas. Oklahoma State's been struggling, but that league is so good.
Yeah, it really is. Coach, I got to run. Coach Jake's coming up next. I got to make sure I'm on schedule here, okay? I don't mean to
You're going to bump me for Coach Jake.
I don't mean to big time you, but we got to stick to a schedule, okay?
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. ESPN College basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. And, yeah, we're going to keep talking hoops. We'll talk a little more UNI Panthers as head coach Ben Jacobson joins us next right here on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger wants his team to stay focused on the process and not the rankings. The Cyclones are second in the Big 12 at 5-2 and have risen to 12th in the AP poll, heading into Saturday's game at 18th-ranked Baylor. ISU has won 3 straight, but Otzelberger says there are plenty of roadblocks ahead.
You know when you're in this league, you have to mentally prepare. Adversity's coming. You know adversity's coming. It's coming on a possession, in a play, in a game. Over a stretch of games, we've seen that the last couple years. So we're mentally prepared, knowing that adversity is around the corner. And when it is, we're going to embrace it head on.
It was a record-setting evening in Evanston as the Iowa Hawkeye women beat Northwestern 110-74. Caitlin Clark finished with 35 points and 10 assists as she became the Big Ten all-time leading scorer, passing Ohio State star Kelsey Mitchell. The Hawkeyes are 20-2. This is Radio Iowa.
Hey, Iowa. It's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
This is Cole Bear, host of Cole & Company for Circus Sports. The big game is set, and figuring out which wagers I'm going to place on it, whether it's a straight bet, over-under, props, and parlays, begins now. And I'll make my wagers no place other than the world's largest sports book in Las Vegas, Circus Sports. The Circus Sports app is now available in Iowa and offers sports betting the way that it should be. Circus Sports doesn't limit players based on their winnings, and instead of paying the book minus 115 or minus 120 splits, Circus drives for minus 110 splits on straight bets and parlays. I'm telling you, Circus Sports really is sports betting the way that it should be. Not to mention best-in-class customer service with no chat bots. Visit CircusSports.com, download the app now, and join me, Cole Bear, on the world's largest sports book. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
Coach Ben Jacobson and the UNI basketball team are back at the McLeod Center. Be a part of the action as the Panthers host Murray State Saturday at 1. Panther basketball is affordable family fun with tickets starting at $10. Catch the excitement of live Panther basketball and show your roar Saturday afternoon at 1 at the McLeod Center. Get your tickets today at UNIPanthers.com/promo or call 273-4849.
1650 The Fan has been bringing you coverage of high school athletics for more than two decades, and we're proud to continue, thanks in part to these sponsors.
Offering a lifetime warranty on all their repair work, Anderson Collision Cedar Falls. The Collision Repair Specialist, Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls.
At Fairway, we rally behind our local athletes in postseason play. Fuel your victory with quality groceries and unbeatable support. Fairway, your hometown store for champions.
Witham Auto Centers wishes the students and coaches involved in postseason play good luck. It takes focused, hardworking athletes to achieve this success. Witham Auto Centers, where everything they do is driven by you.
First Bank is proud to support area high school athletes and teams, serving North Iowa in Cedar Falls, Waverly, Plainfield, Clarion, Eagle Grove, and Goldfield. First Bank, serving you first. Member FDIC.
Peterson Hudson Hardware Plumbing and Heating specializes in residential and commercial work. When your need arises, call Peterson Hudson Hardware Plumbing and Heating, a name you can trust.
Always in moderation, right? Not with this guy. Get maximum sports from 5 to 6 right here on Cole & Company with Cole Bear.
Titan fights for it. He goes up again. Off glass. Won't roll home. Hudson the offensive glass. Huddy will go up again. This time he gets it to go. Panthers own second chance opportunities. And again, they're back within 9. 68-59. Two of Titan Anderson's 10 points last night as the UNI Panthers fought it back to single digits a few different times in the second half. On the road against a tough Bradley team, came up short 85-69. You heard the game on 93.5 The Mix. And head coach Ben Jacobson, kind enough to join us now on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach Jake, thanks for being here today. Appreciate it.
Yep, you got it.
All right, let's dig in on that loss last night against a really good Bradley team. You know, I think what stood out to me, Bradley, with how well they move the ball on offense, it's like they provide almost like a stress test for anybody's defense, especially when they come into their place.
Yeah, and they were coming off a really good game against Indiana State. They got beaten overtime at Indiana State, but they had played so well, and you know, the second half of that game offensively, you know, Bradley and we saw it firsthand last night. But they move so well. Their passing is good. They've really got a good rhythm to what they're doing offensively right now. And they had a great start last night. You know, Connor Hickman got open, mm-hmm. you know, too many times in the first, really in the first five possessions, you know, maybe 10 possessions, Cole, but the first first five or six times down, you know, he had three or four pretty good looks at the basket. And so their, you know, their hot start helped them, you know, get out to that 10-12 point lead. And it did. It felt like, you know, there were too many possessions last night where we were chasing them, you know, just as you described, where, you know, their passing and their ball movement just had us chasing them, and we were behind the possession. And, you know, if that happens, you know, two, three, four times a night, you know, you're okay. But it just felt like there were, you know, there were too many possessions where we were chasing them.
And I would have to imagine that provides some valuable film to teach off of course. But how much of that is just, you might not like it, but you just got to tip your cap to Bradley sometimes for running some high-level offense that even if you were in position, you know, maybe you would have been a step short.
Yeah, they're, you know, when you're playing good basketball, we've had a good month of January. Mm-hmm. I know the two of us have talked about that quite a bit. We've played good basketball as well. Now, you know, we were coming off a game at Drake where we didn't feel like we were quite as sharp in a couple of different areas. But they were, again, they were coming off a game when they really had it going at Indiana State. So when you are, like, there's going to be times against good basketball teams where you don't stop them, you mm-hmm. know, where their offense is going well enough, and they've got some guys that are playing well enough that it's a challenge to stay in front of them. It's a challenge to stay ahead of the possession. And now, you know, we settled in some in that second half, and you know, we were able to find some stops and cut that lead to nine, and had a couple different chances to get it down to seven or six. And but in that first half, when they really had it going. You've got to score with them, right? Yeah. The way that they've been playing, the way they were playing in that first 20 minutes, you've got to keep pace with your offense. And we had some good opportunities. You know, we got in around the rim a few times. We had some open 3-point shots. We did enough to get, you know, seven to 10 more points on the board. So maybe instead of down 16, you're down six or seven at halftime. Mm-hmm. And now you've got a little better chance, of course, but it was going to have to be our offense goal in that first half that just kept pace because they were playing so good.
UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, I mean, from what you've said throughout the season, the confidence that you have displayed, the confidence that your players have spoken with, and understandably so, as you mentioned, with, you know, how good of a month of January you guys had. You had won 9 out of 10 games before last Saturday at Drake. You feel like your team is close and still has the time and ability to make the necessary improvements before crunch time gets here, which it'll be here before we know it, that being the MVC tournament.
Yeah, you know, you always want to, you know, get to playing your best basketball as fast as you can, right? That's no secret, of course, and no different for us than anybody else. You just and we saw it, you know, at Drake and in a lot of stretches. You know, they really got some things going, and then again we saw it with Bradley, and in particular in that first half when they built that 16-point lead. We saw it with our team, you know, at Murray, at Belmont, in some of the game against Southern Illinois. So we've had our recent stretches as well where we've put together consistently high level play at both ends. So you know, we're close, Cole, but we, you know, our guys feel the same way. We all do that we've, you know, we can play even a little bit better than we played at Murray, at Belmont, and our consistency, you know, with that high level of play, you know, we're still you know, searching for that part of it.
You know, one thing that stood out at one point last night watching that game was the crew pointing out at one point the discrepancy in 3-pointer shot, and got to looking at the numbers, and your team coach Jake currently second to last in the Valley in 3-pointers attempted this season. I think that would surprise a lot of people that have followed your program for some time, and not that it's the end all be all by any stretch, but just in passing that along to you, you know, how does that strike you? Like, are you okay with that statistic residing where it does?
Yeah, you know, we follow, You know, I look at the KenPom stuff, so that's usually where I go to get some of the, you know, get some of the numbers to drill down on some things for our team and for the team, you know, that we're going to be playing. Cole, I think there's a lot of good information, within his site. So I go there quite a bit, and in terms of our offense and the 3-point numbers that you just talked about, mm-hmm. if we felt like that's what had cost us the game against Indiana State, cost us the game at Drake, or cost us the game last night.
Sure.
Like, if everything else was where it needed to be, mm-hmm. Or close to where it needed to be, right? I mean, if everything else was in place and again, close to where it needed to be, I'd be more concerned about it, because, you know, as we know, you know, we've got a number of really good 3-point shooters. We've used the 3-point line a lot, but that isn't why we didn't have success at Drake or Bradley.
Sure.
And it's a big part of what we're doing, but I'm not concerned that the number's where it is. You mm-hmm. know, each team has got to find, each team's got to find where they are most comfortable. And I think this team has done a good job, you know. And so, where do we get some points other than the 3-point line? You know, you throw it into Titan, you throw it into Huddy, Nate driving the basketball and getting close to the rim. Mike driving the basketball, doing his things by the rim. You get to the free throw line. I haven't looked at our free throw number. I know it's much improved here in the last month compared to November, December, when we were kind of backwards. Mm-hmm. And the conversation I know we had about a month ago as well. So. I'm okay with where that number's at, and we certainly wouldn't mind if we took 33s on Saturday, right? Because we've got good enough shooters to do that. But I think it's finding the consistency with everything that goes into it. Because when we've had it at a high level defensively, when our passing has been sharp, when our cutting has been sharp, when our rebounding has been, consistently at a high level, when those things have all been in place, Cole, I think we can win a game making 7 threes, and I think we can win a game making 13 threes.
Yeah, certainly. When it comes to the Valley Tournament that I mentioned before, you guys still, by all means, can win a regular season Valley Championship. A lot to be decided yet. When it comes to that Valley Tournament, though, with the league expansion, and the top four seeds getting a bye now in that new format, is that something that you talk about openly with the team? That, guys, we got to have this game, when you get later into February here, if we want to get a first round bye, and we know that's an important thing.
Yeah, we have talked about it. It's an important. You want to play 3 games instead of 4. We've only had 12 teams for 1 year now, but you go back the year before and teams that played on Thursday, there hasn't been a team to come out of Thursday and win 4 games in St. Louis.
Right.
And so, we did. We talked about it. 4 or 5 days ago, I think it was, Cole, that we talked about it as a team. And it's something that you want to get done. You want to finish in the top four. That's your first, so that your first game is on Friday, no question.
Murray State comes to McLeod Center Saturday for a 1 o'clock tip, 12:30 pregame on 93.5 The Mix. Coach, you guys got a win at Murray. I think it was the weekend before last. It's a team that, man, when you put your eyes on them, it's a talented team. They've played some really good basketball. They've been in a little bit of a struggle lately, but. I think you throw out the record with Murray State, as I mentioned there. What are you guys up against Saturday?
Yeah, at their place, they went. We had played pretty good basketball, and they went up 7, and had a lot of momentum. So they their backcourt with Wood and Perry is really good, really dynamic backcourt. Their guy that's starting at the center spot, Ellington, for him is. A really, really good player.
Yeah,
he gave us a hard time. He scored. He really scored the ball well. Defensively, he was active and caused some problems. And And then, you know, Quincy Anderson is a very good player and a guy that that we've known for a long time and has done a good job for him. And they've got two or three other players that that have been good for him. Look, you know, they've had some. I think are they one behind us at 5-6? Maybe Cole is that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you know, and they've had some bad luck with two of the home games. You know, they put together a nice lead against, I believe it was Southern, and they put together a nice lead the other day against Illinois State. And you know, sometimes games get flipped on you. So they had put themselves in position. If you take our game out of it, even they put themselves in position to be 7-4 right now. So just as you described them, a very good team, a very dangerous team, Steve, Coach Prohm is, he's been around for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and he's had a high level of success, and he isn't going to, get sideways. They win one, lose one, win, lose a couple, he's got so much experience, and he's such a good coach that they are going to have good practices, and they're going to play good basketball. So, going to be a fun one Saturday.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll see you Saturday at McLeod Center.
Okay, thanks, Cole.
Thanks. Ben Jacobson, yep. UNI men's basketball coach, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, we got to take this last time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. They are no longer coachless in Seattle. The Seahawks are hiring former Ravens defensive coordinator Mike McDonald as their new head coach. With NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero reporting, it will be a six-year deal. McDonald built the Ravens defense into a powerhouse this season. Baltimore had the league's top-scoring defense and led the NFL in both sacks and takeaways. That leaves the Commanders as the only team with a head coach vacancy, and it won't be filled by Bobby Slowick. The Texans offensive coordinator has decided to stay in Houston despite interviewing for the head coach job in Washington. And the Bucs may turn to the team they beat in the playoffs for their next offensive coordinator. Tampa interviewed former Eagles OC Brian Johnson Wednesday for the job, replacing Dave Canales, who is the new head coach in Carolina. Current Bucs quarterbacks coach Thad Lewis will also interview for Tampa's OC job. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
It's no secret. Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo loves big trucks. But just how big of a truck can become a Tommy Club member? Vehicles up to 98 inches wide and 84 inches tall are welcome to join, meaning that most dually trucks and lifted vehicles fit comfortably. Bring on the dualies, lifted trucks, Jeeps, even lowered vehicles. They're all loved at Tommy's Express Car Wash. Get the wash your vehicle deserves. Tommy's Express Car Wash, University Avenue, Waterloo.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Sports will often mirror the lessons we learn in life. From an early age, we're always taught that actions speak louder than words. And if that's the case, Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy is certainly entering a make-or-break season with the Cowboys. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has stated that the organization is 100% supportive of McCarthy, but the talk is cheap. Jones held a press conference to announce the team will be sticking with its head coach in 2024. That's not typical protocol when you decide to retain your head coach. Jones also threw fuel on the fire yesterday at the Senior Bowl. During an interview, Jones, unprompted, went into a discussion about his compatibility with Bill Belichick, or at least the potential. In order to give Dallas the best chance to win, Jones has to remain persistent in his belief of Mike McCarthy. But when you consider the immense desire to win, a change on the sidelines after next season wouldn't surprise anybody. And if actions truly speak louder than words, Jones's behavior should definitely have Mike McCarthy on high alert. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
Hey there, Dan Patrick here. I've got something hot for you, and I'm not just talking about the big game. It's the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, and let me tell you, game changer. Whether you're tailgating with your boys, hosting the ultimate big game party, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce is the MVP. Perfect balance of heat and flavor, and you add that to all your food. It's like a touchdown dance for your taste buds. The hot sauce brings the soulful heat of Louisiana to your party, turning every gathering into a spicy celebration of food and football. No huddle, no problem. The hot sauce is ready. Fast-paced action of your tailgate or the big game party. Quick and easy, just like your favorite team executing the perfect play. So make the call Add the original Louisiana brand hot sauce to your roster today. The Big Game MVP of flavors. Ready to take your game day experience to a whole new level. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce. Flavor favors the bold.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert. Follow Cole on Twitter at @RealColbert.
Fun show. Hope you enjoyed it. You and I men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson joined us in the last segment. If you missed it, it'll be available soon in podcast form at 1650thefan.com. Thanks again to Coach Jake. Also got to thank ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman for joining today's show. Great stuff as always from Coach Lehman. And just got it. That would be the latest update from Extreme Arena in Coralville. Our correspondent for Koloff Media, Zarin Eggestahl, sending us updates from the girls' high school state wrestling tournament. I'll get that whipped into shape here before I head out, and you'll have a trio of updates here through the evening session of day one of two. And, of course, we'll have them for you again tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. It'll be coming up probably in about 15 or so minutes' time during the first commercial break of the JR Sport Brief show. Been nice to have JR as a part of our lineup now. All right, that's a wrap for a Thursday. I'm back tomorrow at 5. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.